Good morning, Chaffee County, our friends elsewhere in our listening area and worldwide on the web. I'm Elliot Jackson, and this is your Arc Valley Voice News Nugget on KHEN LP 106.9 FM for Thursday, January 4th, 2024. The News Nugget is a collaboration between KHEN and the Arc Valley Voice, Chaffee County's premier source for independent, fact-based journalism, reminding you that truth has a voice. We'll be coming to you every Thursday morning at 9:45 a.m. on KHEN, and you can also access our podcast at arcvalleyvoice.com. And now the top news of the week. Applause rang out in council chambers the evening of Tuesday, January 2nd, after the Salida City Council, in their first regular meeting of the year, unanimously voted to approve Ordinance 2023-20, the impact review and major subdivision for the Flour Mill Plan Development at 6907 County Road 105. The two-acre parcel is owned and being developed by local restaurateur and businessman Rob Gartzman and will result in 69 housing units, a combination of single-family homes, duplexes, townhouses, and apartment buildings intended for workforce housing. During a lengthy public hearing, council heard often emotional testimony in favor of the project from housing advocates, business owners, and local workers who testified to the difficulties of finding affordable workforce housing in Salida. Gartzman is planning to take on the expense of development himself and had asked for a number of variances from the municipal code's land use policies to maximize density in order to make the project affordable. Also meeting on January 2nd, the Chaffee Board of County Commissioners received an overview of a Buena Vista Child Care Needs Assessment and Design Lab proposal. The proposal, called the Grove BV Early Childhood Campus, is being put forth by an informal coalition of entities working on early childhood education and child care initiatives in northern Chaffee County, with the goal of providing affordable and high-quality child care options. Presenting the overview of the campus concept were Deputy Administrator Beth Helmke, Katie Welter of Watershed, Inc., and Buena Vista School District Superintendent Lisa Yates. Ultimately, they say, it would seek grant funding for the expansion of the Grove Child Care Center in Buena Vista. The BOCC was unanimously in favor of the concept, which at this stage requires no financial support commitment from the county. In state and national news, a man later identified as Brandon Olson, aged 44, shot out a window on the east side of the Ralph L. Carr Colorado Judicial Center in Denver, where the Colorado Supreme Court has its chambers. Early on the morning of January 2nd, Olson entered the building and came in contact with an unarmed security guard. Olson held the security guard at gunpoint and demanded access to other parts of the building. He then made his way to the seventh floor, where he fired additional shots inside the building. Denver Police Department officers, as well as Colorado State Patrol troopers, responded to the scene and set up a perimeter. At approximately 3 a.m., Olson called 911 and voluntarily surrendered to police. He was placed in custody without further incident. There are no injuries to building occupants, the suspect, or police personnel. Coming so soon after the Colorado Supreme Court ruling that Donald Trump was ineligible to be on the state ballot, it looked as if the attack might have been politically motivated. However, according to a report in the Denver Post, Olson's ex-wife said that he had no affiliation politically whatsoever and was experiencing a mental health breakdown during the incident. Other attacks on state capitol premises, however, do appear to be politically motivated. On Wednesday, January 3rd, several state capitol buildings across the United States received bomb threats, including Georgia, Kentucky, Michigan, Mississippi, Connecticut, Hawaii, Maine, Minnesota, and Montana. So far, no bombs have been found, but the threats caused evacuations and delayed the opening of some of the capitol buildings. The threats were received via email across multiple states and included the claims that multiple explosives had been placed. They came only days before the third anniversary of the January 6, 2021 storming of the United States Capitol by insurrectionists supporting Donald Trump, who were trying to stop the certification of the 2020 presidential election, declaring Joe Biden as the winner. And finally, the Ski with a Naturalist program at Monarch Mountain begins on Friday, January 5th. The public is invited to join the Greater Arkansas River Nature Association, or GARNA, at 11 a.m. every other Friday for a free naturalist tour to learn about forest ecology, wildlife in the winter, the history of recreation on Monarch Pass, and the partnership of the United States Forest Service and Monarch. A guest volunteer interpreter will lead the tour and share additional information from their particular area of expertise. The Ski with a Naturalist event will meet at 11 a.m. at the Cat Skiing Yurt near the bottom of the Pioneer Lift. Participants of all ages and abilities are welcome, as the tour will follow beginner runs. That's it for your Arc Valley Voice News Nugget. Tune in next Thursday, January 11th at 9:45 a.m.